An effort to recover indigenous language also revitalizes culture, history, and identity. When the federal government set up boarding schools in the 19th century to assimilate Native American children into American culture, one of the objectives was to get them to turn away from the use of their native languages. Many actions throughout history have put pressure on tribal communities to abandon their use of languages. This included the forced assimilation that resulted from the Indian Civilization Act of 1819. This act established Indian boarding schools to teach subjects such as math and science while suppressing the use of indigenous languages and cultures. A North Dakota Native woman is being honored for her work serving Native communities. Crystal Cornelius will receive the Heinz Award for the Economy, an unrestricted cash award of $250,000 for her work with financial resources and Native communities. Cornelius grew up on a reservation in rural North Dakota that is designated as a persistent poverty area. Dedicated to the service of Native communities, Cornelius, who is a citizen of both the Oneida Nation of Wisconsin and the Turtle Mountain Band of Chippewa Indians, worked as a tribal planner, writing grants, and finding resources for everything from nursing homes to wind energy development. North Dakota's five tribes want exclusive rights to host internet gambling and sports betting throughout the state, utilizing servers located on their reservations. The tribes are turning to Republican Governor Doug Burgum to approve the idea under tribal-state agreements known as compacts. The current compacts expire at the end of this year, and only Burgum can approve them. Tribes argue the provision is needed because of the explosion of electronic pull tab machines across the state that have hurt their casinos, which are central to many tribes' economies. Those are your headlines at this hour. I'm Colette Keith in the KIPI News Center.